First up, we're going to talk about bogus Facebook pages. In this case, it's a Facebook page that has over 1,000 Gold Coasters liking it. It's called Preserving Islamic Rights on the Gold Coast, and it's made to look like it's been set up by the Islamic community. The page was only started in July, and it includes posts stating that there are plans to build a super mosque in the heart of Surfers Paradise, that the Islamic community would like to cancel the Gold Coast 600, and that they are demanding from the government more funding for Islamic infrastructure and tertiary scholarships offered solely to Islamic students. Most of these posts seem pretty silly, but it seems that most of the people who've commented on the page don't realise it's a fake. With comments like this: "You do not have the right to take away our culture. You are a guest in this country. Live as an Australian lives, or go home. If your country's culture is so good, so right, why the hell don't you go back?" Hassan Goss is the president of the Islamic Society of the Gold Coast and joins me now. Hassan, good morning.
Good morning.
How did you find out about this page?
Well, I mean, through everyone, I suppose. You know, it's come to attention, you know, through the mosque and through different members of the community throughout the Gold Coast. And it's highlighted, you know, that we 100% condemn this. You know, we don't know who's done this, and of course implicated the Gold Coast City Council, of course, the Muslim community on the Gold Coast.
What was your reaction when you found out to the page?
I mean, look, you know, by reading it and seeing what they've written on there, it's definitely not done by one of the Muslim community of the Gold Coast. It's a bogus one, as you said, and we just condemn it. You know, and we hope that we've handed this to the police, and of course we've written a letter to the mayor, and you know, wishing to get this Facebook taken down.
It's intriguing because the way it's set up, it's quite cunning. It's made to look like it's promoting the Islamic faith,
no doubt about it. Yeah.
But the intent is obviously vastly different to that. Are you surprised at how people are treating it and believing that it is a fair dinkum page?
I mean, look, people have their opinion, of course, and of course, you know, that's what we are in Australia. We, you know, everybody can have an opinion. I mean, if I saw that and it was against a certain other religion, I presume I would do the same thing. You know, Super Mosque and Surfers Paradise, we haven't got the land for a start. I mean, you know, all those things that they're saying, you know, about canceling the 600, yeah, just ridiculous. You know, changing the flag, you know, come on. You know, it's a non-issue.
Yeah. The problem with these sites is that they're opened anonymously and very difficult for you to try and find out who's behind it. Have you attempted to do that? You said you'd reported it to the police.
We've spoken to Des Lacey, and he's the top cop on the coast, so he's looking into it, and he's very disturbed by it. And, of course, there's so many comments on there which are against Islam. You know, we're saying to the Gold Coast community that, you know, take it with a grain of salt. And, of course, you know, we hope that the authorities can shut this down.
You mentioned the super mosque and that was impossible. You don't have that kind of land in Surfers Paradise, for instance. But there has been a fair bit of resistance to the mosque proposal for Currumbin recently. This kind of thing can't be really helping community relationships here on the coast, can they?
No, it's put a bit of hysteria through the community. And look, as for the Currumbin place, I mean, it'll go through the normal course. I mean, it's an industrial state, and you know, we leave it to the authorities to go through the procedure and see what happens at the end. Of course, we don't accept anything that has been said on this Facebook. And at the end of the day, you know, of course, with the Middle East and what's happening in Gaza, you know, of course, even with the emotions with the Muslim community around the world, 1.6 billion, you know, of course, we're quite upset about it. You know, what's happening and why aren't the right countries putting their thoughts in and helping the people in Gaza? You know, this is not fair, and it's not fair on a race that's been occupied, you know.
There'll be those who'll say, get over it. It's just obviously a joke site. Move on. What would you say to them?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, get over it. That's exactly right. But you know, people have an opinion, and you know, we can't condemn the Gold Coast people having an opinion and replying to the rubbish that's on there. I mean, that's fair, and they're quite intelligent. And at the end of the day, people will make up their mind. And hopefully, they'll see that it's a bogus site, and like you say, move on.
But ultimately, there's still that problem, isn't there? Because judging by the responses that have been posted there, and there's over 1,000 people that have liked that page, there are people who are taking it seriously that don't realise that the whole thing is a setup.
Well, I mean, we would hope that this story today would open the eyes of the people and say, yeah, like you say, move on and get over it, and hopefully that the authorities will get to the bottom of it and shut this site down and maybe get to the instigator that's put it on there.
It's Hassan Goss, the president of the Islamic Society on the Gold Coast.